Hello, we are studying the article of Rabash. What does it mean that oil is called good deeds in the work? You can find it in Sviva Tova and on the Arvut system. You can send questions through those sites. Whoever's in the study hall and wants to ask a question, stand up, hold the microphone close to your mouth, and speak loud and clear. The Rabash article, what does it mean that oil is called good deeds in the work? What does it mean that oil is called good deeds in the work? It is written in the Zohar. The wise, his eyes are in his head. He asks, where else would man's eyes be? Perhaps in his body or on his arms, as the wisest is the whole world told us. We learn that one must not walk four steps bareheaded. What is the reason? It is because the Shekhinah is on his head. And any wise man, his eyes and his words are in his head. That is, on the same line. It stands on his head, which is the Shekhinah. And when his eyes are there, in his head, which is the Shekhinah, he should know that that light which burns on his head needs oil. Since man's body is the wick, and the light burns above the wick. King Solomon and said, let not oil be lacking on your head, since the light in his head needs oil, which is the good deeds. It is about this that he says, the wise, his eyes are in his head, and not elsewhere. We should understand why, if the Creator wants to give the light of the Creator to a person, the person needs good deeds, like the oil. That is, according to the amount of oil in the wick, to that extent, the candle burns. In other words, in corporeality we see that the wick can burn only according to the amount of oil in it. Yet how does this relate to spirituality? Why is it that when there is a lack of good deeds, the Creator cannot give to a person, so the light will not stop from him? After all, the fact that the Creator gives light to a person is because of the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations. Thus, why does the Creator need the lower one to give him good deeds? To understand what we asked, if he wishes to give delight and pleasure to the created beings, why does he need them to give him oil? The answer is that in order to achieve the completion of his works, there was the matter of concealment and hiding so that his guidance will not be in open providence. Only once the created beings correct their vessels from the will to receive for themselves and achieve equivalence of form, called desire to bestow, by this the matter of shame, which derives from the oppositeness of form from the giver, will be corrected. It therefore follows that although from the perspective of the giver there is no cessation of abundance, but as it is written, I, the Lord, do not change, from the perspective of the correction that was carried out in the first receiver called Malchut of Ein Sof, this correction is derived. Whereas long as the lower one cannot receive everything in order to bestow, the light stops shining to the lower ones, to the lower one. Therefore, in order for the light to shine on one's head, he must do good deeds, meaning acts of bestowal. This will lead him to do everything in order to bestow. And then there will be a place where the light can be present permanently. Now we can interpret what is written, the wise, his eyes are in his head. Baal HaSulam said that wise means that one who wants to be wise is already called wise. Accordingly, this means that one who wants to be wise should look in his own head, meaning believe that the Shekhinah is on his head, which is the reason why our sages said one must not walk four steps bareheaded. He explained that man's head means man's mind, and the mind must not be revealed, meaning he should cover his mind and reason as though he has no reason and go above reason. For precisely above reason can he receive everything in order to bestow. In this way, a person can be rewarded with feeling that the Shekhinah is over his head, meaning above reason, by which he will come to feel. This is as Baal HaSulam says, that when a person comes to feel that now he is in ascent, he should not say, now I do not need to believe that his guidance is in the form of good and doing good, because now I feel that this is so. By this, he goes back within reason and promptly loses his degree, since he has flawed the faith above reason by saying that now he no longer needs to go above reason. This is called falling once more into self-love, on which there was a restriction and a concealment, for which the light departed from him and he remained in the dark. When it says his eyes are in his head, it means he is looking at the Malchut of heaven in his head, which is precisely when his head is not revealed, but covered. And he goes above reason. This is called good deeds. And what is the good deed? It is that he covers his head by going above reason.
Nimtza.
It follows that man's body is the wick that needs the light in his head. And the light shines as long as he has oil. When he has no oil, the light departs from the wick. As said above, oil means good deeds. Meaning, as long as he adds oil, the candle burns, meaning that as long as he covers his head, meaning his feeling, that is, he is not taking this ascent meaning that now he feels the light within reason as support. This means that now he has something on which to base his kingdom of heaven. It follows that now he no longer has oil, meaning good deeds, called above reason. Hence, the wick is quenched for lack of oil. This is the meaning of what we asked. What does it mean that oil is called good deeds? The answer is that good deeds are like the oil in the wick. When the oil runs out, the light stops. Likewise, when the good deeds stop, the light departs and descends once more to the place of lowliness. Baal HaSulam said that when he comes into a state of ascent, meaning that he feels that it is worthwhile to work in order to do everything in order to bring contentment to his Maker, he should not say, now I have a basis on which to build the kingdom of heaven. Since now, I no longer need to go above reason. Rather, he should say, now I see that I must go specifically above reason. And the evidence of this is that specifically by going above reason, the Creator brings me closer and loves me. How does he know that the Creator loves him? Baal HaSulam said a rule about this. If a person has love for the Creator, he should know that it is because the Creator loves him. As it is written, the Lord is your shade. Therefore, from here on, I take upon myself to go only above reason. For in this way, I see that the Creator brings me closer. Thus, he does not relate to the ascent as a basis, that because now he feels he wants to be a worker of the Creator. Rather, he takes this ascent as proof that the way of the Creator is specifically above reason, and henceforth he will try to go only above reason. Accordingly, we can understand what the Zohar says, and it shall come to pass that when you eat from the bread of the earth, you will raise a contribution to the Lord. It was said about the sheaf of the wave offering. Why wave? It is a wave because the priest would wave it up. How does it concern us if he waved up or lowered down? We said, nufa, waving, means nu pe, give mouth, which are the letters of nufa in Hebrew. It means, give glory to the Lord your God, since pe is glory, meaning malchut, which is called glory, which should be given to the Creator. For this reason, we must raise her, since there is glory to the upper one, Zeranpin, only when Israel established this glory, which is Malchut, and give it to the King of Glory. This is the meaning of Tnu Pe, give glory. This is certainly elevating, meaning raising, Malchut to Zeranpin. Waving implies work. That is, although the literal meaning is that we must raise the sheaf, as it is written, the sheaf of the wave offering. But the Zohar asks what this comes to teach us in the work. It explains about this that we must raise the kingship to the Creator. For Peh, mouth, is called kingship, malchut, and Peh is called glory. As it is written, give glory to the Lord your God. Thus we must give the Peh, which is the kingship, malchut, to the Creator. We should understand what it means that we must give the kingship to the Creator. And what it means that they should give the Peh, meaning glory, to the Creator. When we speak about observing Torah and mitzvot individually, meaning in order to thereby achieve dvekut with the Creator, which is equivalence of form, namely relinquish self-benefit and do that which benefits the Creator. This work is called Shechina in the dust, or Shechina in exile. In other words, when a person works for his own benefit, meaning to receive reward for his work, he has fuel to work because he considers the reward. But when a person wants to work not in order to receive reward, the body asks, what is this work for you? Therefore, at that time, this work tastes like dust to him. And although he overcomes and observes the Torah and the mitzvot, he works with great efforts, since the body does not enjoy it. Conversely, if a person says to the body, if you ask me why I observe Torah and mitzvot, the person should say, until now, I worked for you. Now, I have come to realize that we must work for the sake of the Creator. And since I cannot fight, as you are strong than I, as it is written, and redeemed him from the hand of he who was stronger than him. Therefore, I want to observe Torah and mitzvot, and I believe in our sages who said, the light in it reforms him. That by observing Torah and mitzvot, I will be able to overcome you. Therefore, I ask that you will not disturb me, or I will not be able to annul you. Clearly, what does the body answer? There's the known rule, he who comes to kill you, kill him first. Naturally, the body does what it can. It brings him many bad thoughts to the point that he cannot overcome it. What should one do when he sees that he cannot overcome it by himself? His only choice is to believe in our sages who said, he who comes to purify is aided. That is, at that time, he must pray to the Creator to help him from above, so he will have the strength to defeat his body. For what should a person ask for the Creator's help? He cannot defeat the evil in him called will to receive for his own sake. Because the Shekhinah is dust. In other words, since there is a natural law that the small annuls before the great, as a candle before a torch, a person cannot work for the sake of the Creator because the King is not important in his eyes. This is called Shekhinah in the dust. It follows that he asks the Creator to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. In other words, for the Shekhinah is called Kingdom of Heaven, and its value is the same as that of dust. It is as we say in the blessing for the food, the Merciful One will raise for us the fallen hut of David, where the hut, the Sukkah of David, means the Kingdom of Heaven, which is lying in the dust. We ask the Creator to raise Malchut so that we can see its importance, and not as it appears to us that it is lying in the dust, which is why we cannot annul the evil in us. Conversely, if the glory of heaven were revealed, the body would annul like a candle before a torch. This is the meaning of what we say in the Musaf prayer. For our sins, we have been exiled from our land and drew far from off from our land. That is, because of sins, called vessels of reception, we have become far off from our land. Adama, land, comes from the words Adame, I will resemble the upper one. Similar to the upper one means that the lower one too wants to be as a desire to bestow, like the upper one. He drew far off from it because he wants only to receive for himself. For this reason, we ask of the Creator and say, Our Father, our King, reveal the glory of your kingship upon us soon. That is, by the Creator revealing his glory to us, meaning raising the Shekhinah from the dust, and glorifying Malchut, we will be able to annul our will to receive through the rule, the small annuls before the great. Yet the question is, why must we ask the Creator to raise Malchut from the dust? Why does he not show the importance of Malchut on his own, but made it so that in our eyes she is lying in the dust? The answer is that if the glory of Malchut were revealed, we would not be able to make a choice. And everything would go into the vessels of reception. It would be utterly impossible to emerge from the control of the will to receive for oneself. But while there is concealment on the kingdom of heaven, and we must... when there's concealment upon the kingship of heaven, it would be utterly impossible to emerge from the control of the will to receive of oneself. But while there is concealment on the kingdom of heaven, and we must accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven, above reason, it is rooted in a person that there is prohibition to receive abundance in vessels of reception. For this reason, a person begins to work not in order to receive reward, because of the glory of the King, hence he asks the Creator not to hide himself from the lower ones, but to reveal the glory of your kingship over us. So we will have the strength to annul ourselves and work only because of the glory of the King. Now we can understand the meaning of tnufa, which he says means tnupe, give mouth. We should interpret that it means that the created beings must give a mouth to the Creator, which is Malchut. It means that the lower ones should take upon themselves the kingdom of heaven, meaning that they must elevate Malchut, which is lying on the dust, and says that she is not lowered and lying in the dust, but that her place is in heaven. This is called the kingdom of heaven, meaning that she is raised from the dust and placed back in her place, which is her important place in heaven. Then Malchut is called Peh. It says, give glory to the Lord your God. Since Peh is glory. For there is no merit to the High King unless when Israel established this glory, which is the kingship, and give it to the King of glory. This is that all our work is to aim all of our actions to raise the Shekhinah from the dust, meaning to raise Malchut. This means that we take upon ourselves the kingdom of heaven to make her respectable, to understand her merit, and that it is worthy to work for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake. Yet, this work is difficult because it is against nature. Hence, this work causes us many ascents and descents until sometimes a person despairs and says, this work is not for me, and wants to escape the campaign since he sees no progress in the work. Moreover, he sees that he has regressed and not progressed. Namely, that now he is more immersed in self-love, and that before he began the work of bestowal, he was not so worldly. It follows that now he sees that he has more evil. But the question is, what is the truth? Meaning, was all the effort he had put into achieving love of the Creator pointless and useless? But according to the rule that our sages said, one should always see oneself as half guilty, half innocent. If he commits one mitzvah, happy is he, for he has sentenced himself to the side of merit. Thus the question is, once he has sentenced himself to the side of merit, how can he be half guilty, half innocent, since now he is mostly worthy? We should answer according to what our sages said. Anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. But why is he given a greater evil inclination? The answer is that each time a person subdues some evil, and the evil enters the Kedusha, he is given a bigger portion of evil to correct. It follows that now that he has subdued the previous evil, he is given evil once again and more of it. That is, according to the measure of the good, so he is given a measure of the bad. Thus, according to the rule, anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. It means that the good and the bad are always of equal weight. It therefore follows that the evil is recognized only according to the extent of good that a person has obtained, and to that extent, the evil in him appears. Accordingly, one who has only a little bit of good will only have a little bit of bad. For otherwise, he will not be balanced and will not be able to make a choice. For the bad will be more than the good. For this reason, a person is shown the evil in him only to the extent of the good in him. Meaning that a person is always in a state of half good and half bad. It turns out that through descents and ascents, the evil is gradually corrected, and a person must always remember and believe what our sages said. He who comes to purify is aided. However, a person must give an awakening from below, and then he is rewarded with a pay of Gdusha. As was said, give a mouth, give glory to the Lord your God.
כן, יגאל.
יש יגאל.
רבש אומר שיש פה שאלה.
Rabash says that there's a question here that awakens.
מה אנחנו צריכים לבקש מהשם?
What for do we need to ask the Creator for him to raise the Malchut from the dust? Why does he himself not show the importance of the Malchut?
Because
it appears to us that it's placed in the dust. And then he answers, and I have a question about his answer. He says that the answer is that if it were disclosed, the glory of the Malchut, we would have no room for making a choice, but rather it will all enter vessels of reception. That I understand. Then there's a continuation, I won't read it all, but he says in the end, we say, reveal the glory of your kingship to us. Meaning we're asking for the Creator to reveal the glory of his kingship, so that we will have the forces to annul ourselves and be able to work only due to the glory of heaven. If you can explain, it's like the Creator concealed so that we won't work because he is apparent to us as great, and then we will have pleasure from that. And we work in concealment. On the other hand, we're saying, reveal your glory so that we will be able to work. So I have some clash here.
Why? So we will have the strength to work. That's one thing. As opposed to the greatness of the Creator being revealed. It denies us the work. The Creator is revealed as great. He feels everything. He does everything.
He says if it were revealed that the Creator is great, everyone would run after him and serve him. So he concealed it.
Yes.
We say, reveal your glory so that we will be able to serve you without reward. What is the revelation that we're asking for and we're not afraid that it will be in order to receive?
Because, first of all, it comes according to our request. There's a big difference when we, according to our desire, are asking the Creator to be revealed as great. And then when he is revealed in small portions and according to the desire, request, expectation, passion that we have, we receive his revelation as a reward.
If we can
connect it, he said, faith above reason, that a person does deeds of bestowal and works in faith above reason, it's like he reveals closeness, that he loves the Creator and that the Creator loves him, but he shouldn't take it as support, but rather as proof that he worked correctly. This protection not to let go of above reason, is that what gives us the confidence that if the Creator will be revealed, we will take it to the work actually?
Yes, we have to constantly maintain above reason, and then whatever is revealed for our sake, for our benefit, to advance us on the path.
Thank you.
Itzik.
Maybe it's a continuation. He writes, when a person is in ascent, it shouldn't be as a basis in his feeling, but rather as proof. So that I don't understand. If it's proof, it's already a basis. It's confidence. How for it not to be as pleasure, as some that it will reach the right vessels. And what is the proof?
Proof of what?
That's it. When a person is in an ascent, it shall be as an assurance or a proof and not as a basis in feeling.
A proof that he was advancing correctly.
What proof for what vessels? For the ego?
How can it be in the ego?
Because the word proof is already some sort of confidence or security. Or
why not in vessels of bestowal?
Because the path above reason is somewhat doesn't give room for proof. If you have proof, then there's no above reason.
Dama.
Why?
Because it becomes reason, as I understand it.
Clear knowledge. Yeah. I hear you.
Dodi.
Okay. Dodi.
Why specifically when a person is in a state of ascent and has the feeling that it's worthwhile to work in order to bring contentment to the Creator, then he needs to go actually above reason?
Again?
Why is it specifically in the state that a person's in ascent and has the feeling that it's worthwhile to work and bring contentment to the Creator? Why is it then that he has to go above reason?
Because he wants to come to work in order to bestow. Above reason is a pure act of bestowal, clean.
In a state of ascent,
yes.
What's the addition here? What's faith above reason in that feeling?
That he is receiving what he has now in vessels of bestowal.
And when a person is in a state of descent, what is to go in faith above reason? When a person is in a state of descent, what is to go above reason?
In a descent, it's actually easier. When he overcomes his descent and tries to continue, to come closer to the Creator from a state of descent as well.
Another question, where does a person take oil for good deeds?
This is a question. I think that through connection with the friends, because for himself he hasn't any, he has got nothing from which to add oil for all the light, but only through connection with the friends can he extract from the relationships between them oil. Yes.
Раф, высшее знание, это, насколько я понимаю, не отменяет же то, что я должен хотеть знания, знать, что хочет Творец, но просто...
Above reason does not cancel that which I want to understand of what the Creator wants of me, but to operate not for the benefit of the reason, but...
Допустим, что так.
То есть я могу просить у Творца, покажи мне,
I suppose it is.
Как я должен...
Meaning I can ask the Creator, show me how to operate, what you want from me. It's going to be reason, but reason that advances me.
Yes.
No. Zaken.
Yeah. Old guy.
Continue with what Dudi has. It's written that oil is good deeds. According to the Haggadah, they found the story, they found one can of oil that was supposed to be enough for one day, and it was meant for 8 days. So my question is, what are good deeds? And if there is in the good deeds some form of degrees, some kind of consistency, some kind of concentration of what it's made up of?
Oil that lasted them 8 days.
In place of one day.
Instead of one day, yes. It means that from where did they get this miracle? Because they all connected and they all wanted to be as one man with one heart. So that oil that they found, and which was for one day, burned for 8 days. This is the miracle of when we connect.
So altogether, the degrees of good deeds is actually the level of connection between us.
Yes, of course. This is obvious. Who is it there? Yes.
Shalom Rav. Shela sheli.
Hello Rav. My question. Am I obliged to go above reason with all the created beings and to do good deeds? Every Israeli that's in our country, whether he's a student or not?
Of course not.
So where does that stand?
You have to go only with those that you have made a covenant with them, who belong to the group, who are willing to go along with you to the goal. Only with them do you continue.
How do I need to behave outside in the country I live in, if I'm in dispute with this person or another, and whether to go above reason or not? Or
Don't ever get into disputes. Nothing good comes out of disputes.
But if it doesn't depend on me, someone's disputing me and it's not...
Let him dispute and let him argue with himself.
So just what, disconnect from him or what?
Yes, what's the problem?
Okay. I don't know, that's my question.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ken.
Yes.
לאיזו בהירות נדרשים?
What clarity are we demanded in order to understand in the feeling what we cover from the consciousness of the calculation for oneself?
What a convoluted sentence. Who can translate this for me correctly?
What is the clarity in the work with which we can define a state and decide, now there's no choice, we have to do an act in the ten together in order to cover the revelation of evil between us with the right intention? What's that clarity that we are so needing to be dependent upon or to discover it between us? What clarity do we need to discover between us?
What is clarity?
As now it is clear to me, or to us, it's clear to me that the guidance on the path is this way, and resistance is being revealed in me, and now I'm demanded for a certain clarity of what is at least the first most important step which we have to decide upon.
What is the problem that faces a person when he enters the matter of Hanukkah?
He
needs to understand that he's entering to a certain burden, a certain responsibility. Why he is stopping right now and making the calculations, that at this point he is not allowed by any means to use the friends for his own benefit. He has to completely be in soul devotion, and it should be completely clear to him that in this place where Hanukkah begins, all his thoughts, all his inner inclinations, all his drive of what he gets from this, he has to cancel them.
Ken.
Yes. That's true. All of Hanukkah is about reaching vessels of bestowal. Where we, from day to day, advance through the 8 days of Hanukkah, so that we lean more and more and more toward acts of bestowal, to bestow in order to bestow. Yes, more? Yes, this slide.
Thank you, Rav. It's written here. Baruch Salam said about this, a rule that if a person has love of the Creator, he should know that this is because the Creator loves him. As it is written, the Creator is your shadow. What does it mean if the Creator loves him? And doesn't the Creator love everyone?
I don't know about everyone, but toward a person, it is a proof that he is getting from the Creator vessels of bestowal, that he begins to love everyone.
That's it.
By this, we discover the Creator's love for us.
Thank you.
Okay? Yes.
Rav, I want
to understand these concepts of oil, good deeds, and the connections between them. Good deeds are deeds of connection between us?
Yes.
The deeds of connection between us is the deeds of bestowal, or is it the filling of bestowal?
No, it's a vessel of bestowal. When we connect our vessels of bestowal, and the oil is what fills the vessels.
So the oil is like what is revealed when we connect?
Yes.
Can we say that the good deeds is above reason, or is it above this action?
Above reason is above this intention. When we want to be in an act above reason in order to cause contentment to the Creator.
So when we try to do an act of connection between us, it will become an action above reason only if we enter the Creator into the game?
Of course. Otherwise, why are you doing? Are you doing this? What are you in a gang? They have even better connection, stronger connection.
And if I enter the Creator into this game, meaning that's the intention of why I'm doing all this chain of actions, then the action of connection between us is called an action above reason.
Yes. Yes.
So what is it when we say that above reason is a gift from the Creator? What exactly is the gift?
Because we ourselves, by ourselves, cannot do it.
What part along the way can't I do? The connection, the action itself. What can't I do that the Creator has to do and He makes the miracle and lets me do it?
We cannot make a connection between us and the Creator.
And then in order to overcome that, we, let's say, raise prayer work in a certain, and then
everything you can.
Okay, everything that's possible. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we're moving on to the next part. Oh, we have more. Oh, we have some here. Wait a minute, I have here many Tel Aviv one.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Chaverim. Shomim Oti?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Shomim Oti?
Shomim.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
שומעים אותי או לא?
שומעים, שומעים.
You hear me or not?
או לא שומע.
No, he doesn't hear us.
טוב. בסדר.
אוקיי.
בלרוס.
מה זה?
בלרוס.
What is this matter of תנופה?
מה זה אומר התנופה?
מה זה אומר התנופה? זה אותו...
Wave the sheaf of waving offering. It is that force, that quantity that we have to connect between us and keep it between us.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Скажите, пожалуйста, что такое шхина в духовном и как ее поднять из праха?
What is Shekhinah in spirituality and how to raise it from the dust?
The Shekhinah, divinity, is the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Usually, this is it. How do we raise her? We raise her according to our relation to it, to the extent that we appreciate, value the revelation of the Creator between us.
Turkey too.
Good
Good morning, Rav. How can a person understand the importance of Malchut, and if it's in dust, how to receive help from the Creator?
He has to understand that it's only in his eyes that Shekhinah seems like it's in the dust, because he doesn't know how to measure, to feel her real place, that she is in heaven. And therefore, needs to be in a group of friends who will work on it together in order to raise the Shekhinah to heaven. Give
one.
Dear Rav, question. How do we work together in the ten in order to raise the Shekhinah from the dust? What is that work between us?
We have to connect between us. And that small desire that exists in each one to connect with the others, that desire we have to raise up. And by this, we will discover and know the
Shekhinah.
What does it mean that there's a small desire that every friend
to that he needs it more than everyone?
Meaning, this is practical work, meaning how we're in our meetings of the ten. How do we find it?
We have to unite between us, to connect ourselves, and our desire, after it's connected, to raise it to the Creator, to elevate it, that we want in this desire to reveal the Creator, to bestow upon Him, and then we will feel how we are coming closer to Him.
When the Kabbalists gather, they can gather and intensify, raise this desire of the Shekhinah from the dust. So it will be as a practical exercise for them?
Yes.
Unity 3.
Hello, Rav. The feeling of recognition of evil is that that's my lowly state, and in order to rise above, I can receive the hope that according to the measure of evil that I feel, I have accordingly the force of good, and then I have the strength to raise the friends? Or is that hope towards the friends? Or
it all depends only on your prayer. Your request from the Creator.
For the friends or for myself? That's the question.
It becomes a general prayer.
In the common, the hope is common?
Yes.
Merkaz one.
We read, if a person has love of the Creator, then it's sign that the Creator loves him. Question. How can a person know that he has love of the Creator and he's not lying to himself?
He should check it with the friends. There is no other test.
How do you test this? What needs to be seen?
Just love the friends.
No mata shotek.
Why are you silent?
You're right, it's truly so. Silence as thankfulness.
Kabu 9.
Thank you, Rav. What does it mean as a Kabbalist to have a head covering?
Repeat, please.
As a Kabbalist, what does it mean to have a head covering?
In a Kabbalistic terms, it means that he's under the crater.
Is it relating under to the crater? Relating to my 10 correctly?
Ken.
Yes.
Woman Turkey 10.
Women Turkey 10.
Shalom Rab. Makalede zihnini ve aklını sanki aklı yokmuş gibi örtmelidir ve mantık ötesi gitmelidir diyor. Diğer taraftan işleri yaradana bırakmamalıyız diyoruz. Mantık ötesi gitmenin ölçütü nedir? Toda.
It is written that a person has to go above reason as if he has no reason. On the other hand, in the work, we make efforts with all our might. What is the measure of going above reason?
That I am adhered to the Creator and to the friends with all my might. That is called that I'm going above my reason.
Балтия 4.
А можно вот видеть параллель, если чем больше мы чувствуем зло, каждый...
Can we see a parallel between how each of us feels the evil? So the more we feel it, the more connected we are in the 10?
Да.
Yes.
Спасибо.
Thank you.
Turkey 9.
Turkey 9.
Günaydın Rab. Günaydın Dünya Kilisesi. Müsaadeniz olursa iki sorum olacak. Kişi erdemliyse neden kötü eğilime sahip olma cezasını hak eder ki? Burada Yaradan seçim hakkımı sunar yarattığına.
Good morning, love, friends. We have two questions. If a person is already wise, why does he get punishment if he has free choice in life?
It probably comes to him along the way to scrutinize all kinds of additional things that he has to scrutinize. And we just don't understand yet what's happening. But all these scrutinies, we need them. Okay.
Can I ask another question? Second question?
Well.
Kişi kötülüğünü bastırmamak için kendi kötülüğünü mü ifşa etmelidir?
In order to suppress my evil, do I have to discover it?
What you need to discover, you will. Yes.
Tov, ma yesh lanu od?
Okay, what else do we have? Siberia.
Что может дать нам проверка, любит ли нас Творец перед тем, как мы обращаемся к Творцу?
What is the test? If the Creator loves us before we turn to Him, what can this test give us?
Это даже не должно быть проверкой. Мы постоянно должны быть уверены в том, что Он нас любит.
It doesn't even need to be an examination, but rather we need to constantly be certain that He loves us. The Creator has no other attitude towards us.
Абсолютной любви.
All that He does towards us stems out of absolute love, complete love.
Woman, Mak 26. Oy, lo, slicha, woman. Mak 26.
Mak 26.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав.
Hello, dear Rav.
Получается, что мы должны быть в постоянном служении, и наше служение...
It turns out that we have to be in constant service, and this service...
изменять как бы и поднимать какое-то состояние подъема. Мы как бы должны постоянно чувствовать себя состояние праха, в состояние или не праха, может, я неправильно говорю.
Always having to feel ourselves as dust. Maybe I'm not expressing this correctly, but in a state when we don't lift ourselves, raise ourselves in any way. And this is the difference between the higher state and the lower state, where the higher state somehow gives inspiration to the lower one, that you're special, you're doing something. Meaning all those states have to disappear, and you have to feel yourselves clean toward the Creator.
That
nothing can annoy you. Is this the difference between the kingdom of heaven and our lowly desire? To this desire do we have to rise?
No. Yes, you can say also in that.
То есть мы ощущаем в каждый момент какое-то искушение.
In other words, we feel every moment some sort of a temptation. Let's say when someone asks a question and feels because of it that he has some elation because he
быть услышанным, но именно в том, что вообще не должно.
He had a desire to be heard. The thing is, though, that it shouldn't worry him at all. He should only serve unconditionally in the cleanest way for all our friends, so that each friend who is in his group cannot touch him in any way, hurt him in any way. In this way, he discovers some sort of a field, and out of that field, he will furnish the whole 10 and all the friends around us. This thing should be clean.
Да.
Yes, yes.
Woman English 1.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you. Microphone.
Your microphone is not working.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Beloved teacher, friends. How can we acquire a desire to unite as equals in a common desire to reveal the Creator in us to attain this point of mutual guarantee?
Only out of the connection between us. The moment we connect, the Creator wants to be revealed between us. It only depends on the force of connection between us, on the intensivity of our connection.
May I expand a little bit on that? My intention was to ask, how can we acquire a desire to bestow?
We can attain the desire to bestow only out of the connection between us, after the connection between us in the group and prayer to the Creator. Hi.
Yes, sir.
The articles sometimes are so overpowering, you do not have words to express the feelings you have with the articles. This one today makes me feel as though that a person has to get to this point where they reach a feeling that the Creator is their shepherd, so that faith could always be between the bond between them and the Creator. Is that how this article should work in us? That it become a pulling force towards the Creator?
Ken, גם בזה.
Yes, also in that.
Ken. Ita free.
Mi sembra di aver capito che nella discesa è più facile.
It seems to me that in a descent it is easier to overcome. But
perché lasciano?
Friends who leave the path. Why do they leave the path? I thought that they leave because they're going through a descent.
I did not understand the question.
He says, in a state of descent, it's easier to overcome.
Well,
so why do friends leave the path? He thought that in a state of, now that they're in a state of descent, it should be easier for them to overcome. So why do they leave?
They don't have the force of faith. They don't have connection. They don't have contact with Creator in which they can see themselves as standing before Him. There are several, well, it's actually one reason, the lack of faith. But that's what's happening to them. And mostly it's the lack of desire. And that what they reached thus far could have been due to the influence of the environment, and from here onwards they may have to add in their exertion. To add through their exertion forces. And they have nowhere from which to take it.
No.
Okay.
Maestro, posso aggiungere?
Teacher, can I add, please?
Maestro, ma quanto dipende dal gruppo che non riesce a tenere gli amici all'interno del cammino?
What depends on the group that cannot sustain the friends along the path? And to what extent does it depend on a person's faith? That he doesn't have a desire to continue. What depends on the group and what depends on the person with respect to a person who leaves the path? What depends on him and what depends on the group?
I think it all depends on the group. The group needs to show him how they work together. The group is capable of awakening in him the force of envy, bestowal, connection, and to cause him to want to be together with them. Okay.
Woman Cup, you too.
Hi, Rav. In the article, it is said, person is always in a state of have good and have bad, for otherwise, he will not be balanced. Is that where a person has a free choice to lean towards good by connecting with friends?
He has the possibility of connecting with the friends and joining them. And to the extent in which he pushes them towards the goal, thus he pushes himself to the goal. And eventually this is what will help him. This is what will help him.
So if the Creator makes a choice or a person?
I would say it's the Creator.
Thank you.
Tov, my tunnel.
Okay, what's with us? Where are we? Where do we need to be now?
The next part of the lesson is the wisdom of Kabbalah and philosophy.
Yes.
Can I ask about what we learned now?
Yes.
He writes here that When a person wants to work for the sake of the body, to receive fuel for himself, then the body cooperates and gives him the energy for it. But the minute he starts wanting to work toward bestowal, the body resists. So, what do we do at that point when there is a desire in you to go toward bestowal, but the body resists you more and more?
What to do?
Yes.
Well, we get all kinds of advice. Connect with the friends, turn to the Creator.
Okay, but from where do you get the fuel? It's as if there is no fuel. The fuel you get from the body, from the desire.
Yes.
So from where do you bring a fuel that is not in order to receive?
To get closer to the friends, to fall onto their hands, if he's not capable of making any movement by himself.
This disconnection of a person from the need to receive fuel from the body, when he begins to receive fuels from bestowal, how does that disconnection happen when you get fuels that allow you, enable you to work in bestowal?
When you connect to the friends, with the friends, turn to the Creator in order to receive this power that would bring all of you up. Together, you begin to feel that it's working.
And what do you do with the body? What do you do with the resistance of the body?
You don't even pay attention to it. Let it resist. You are doing it for the friends.
Clear. Rabash also writes that the body resists so much that he who comes to kill you, kill him first. He really wants to finish you.
Yes.
So that's my question. It turns out that on the one hand we want to go toward bestowal, on the other hand our whole nature wants to go a different way.
Yes.
So how do we rise above it?
We're above the body because together we wish to be with the friends. Together with the friends, and the Creator in the midst of it all.
So they going in this inclination to bestow, that's to get fuel from connection?
Yeah, only from holding one another up in the circle. Before we go to the next part, I wanted to ask you, how do you summarize Hanukkah? Because we read the last article of Rabash, and we had this very special period where in the morning and the afternoon we were around that holiday in its internality. How do you see that?
This
Hanukkah landed exactly into our general state, where Israel, the country of Israel, is in a very serious situation, and we need to understand it. I sincerely hope that we will understand how to extract the light of Hanukkah, which is the light of faith. And we will be able to rise from our degree
to the upper force. And all the enemies, all our haters will simply disappear on the horizon. For the time being, I cannot highlight this time of Hanukkah as a good time. It's war with the Greeks, with the evil forces.
I don't
know what to tell you. I think there are many more actions we need to do, chief of which is the action of connection, not to let the evil forces tear us apart. Part the entire Israeli society.
No,
that's it.
That's what I need
to say. I'm sure we'll emerge victorious, but this certainty has to live upon great concern in each one's heart. Okay.
Ma.
I understand that we need unity in the nation in order to reach that place. And that's why I asked the question that I asked earlier. Do I have to go above reason and each Israel to request for peace? Even if my neighbor argues with me, should I go above reason and bend over inside myself and not enter into an argument with him?
Yes.
So I need to relate to that way to the whole of Israel.
Yes.
It's hard.
No one says anything about the fact that it's hard.
The
fact that it's hard, it's painful, it's I don't know what. No one is taking that into consideration.
I pray to the creators so that we succeed to do that, to reach true unity in the nation.
Pray.
I'm doing that. Thank you, Rav.
Tov. Ata kol hazman shoel.
You're asking all the time. You can't do it. Look for answers yourself. Can't each lesson get up and ask, excuse me, it's not serious. It's a sign that you haven't learned how to find answers, and that's not good. Tomorrow I'm not going to be here. You have no answers. How can that be? At least once every 3-4 days, a person asks. He probably has a serious question and he wants to receive an answer for it in order to answer a whole slew of other questions that awaken in him. But to just ask about everything and anything, what?
Good deeds. One, people come and they clean the toilets here. And secondly, there are people who come and teach people. Good deeds are everything that we contribute in the community, other than the group. That is also a part where today, if we increase a little the force and the desire in these actions and in our intention, then we will be able to cause the unity of the whole clique.
It's not a question. It's an advice. Okay.
No, as Niv, Mausim.
Niv, so what are we doing?
We go to the next part of the lesson, and before that, we'll sing a song together.
בעדנו מלאחות את השברים מה משותף בינינו מה מאחד אותנו הרצון האינסופי בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים חלקים ואז נתחיל לחיות את החיים בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים נשזור בתוכנו את כל החלקים ואז נתחיל לחיות את החיים שכתבו לנו מילים בין המילים אנחנו שתים בים של אור מתקנים את הכלים בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים את החיים